This is episode 1858 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week, which has to do with stress relief for focus. I've shared in previous episodes how when you are experiencing stress, it's difficult to access the prefrontal lobes where your critical thinking takes place. And so when you're experiencing stress, it's very difficult to think clearly and to focus. So in each episode this week, you will discover a different meditation technique you can do as you sit down and meditate, or as you do on the go. As you go throughout your days, these techniques can be used whether or not you're seated meditating. In fact, I think the meditation techniques are incredibly helpful to do throughout your day to manage stress in the moment you're experiencing it. So I have a little challenge for you this week as you go through this series, and that is to listen to your intuition, because a lot of times we know what's best for us, but we don't often follow our inner guidance. And this can become a barrier to being able to focus. And you may think about the last time you tapped into your intuition, and it may be that you don't even remember. So much time may have passed since you've really listened to your intuition. So as you go throughout this series, I encourage you to select a time throughout the day when you can listen to your intuition and just spend even a minute doing this. Of course, the longer you can sit still in silence without distractions around you and listen to how you're feeling. So your meditation technique for today is to do just that. I'll guide you a bit to get you started, and then I encourage you to do this at some point throughout the day, every day this week. I think if you do this, you may notice a huge improvement to your focus. I encourage you to set a timer. That way, you will be sure to do this. It would be helpful if you set the timer for the same time every day and you start to get used to listening to your intuition. I started doing this a few weeks ago, and I can tell you personally that the results have been great. I've been able to focus so much better, but I've also been able to trust myself, and that is probably even more important. So as you sit and listen to your intuition, maybe keep a journal and write down your reflections. You will be surprised, and you may begin to notice patterns that can give you a lot of awareness as to what you're thinking on a regular basis and how you're acting and why you may be doing certain things. You will be very surprised at how keeping a journal can deepen your experience. You can be guided through this process with full half-hour guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free. You receive a free journal there for each week's series, so you can receive a focus journal this week, as well as a slowdown guide. Again, this is where you can find more support in longer half-hour guided meditations. So, as you get ready to settle yourself down now to meditate, begin to relax your mind and your body. Notice your breath. Sit with your eyes slightly uplifted, because this keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Bring to mind now, tap into your intuition by observing how you feel. Notice how you feel and think about why you feel this way. Now ask yourself three whys, layer three additional why questions. So when you come up with why you're feeling a certain way, ask yourself why. Maybe you're feeling angry. You could ask yourself, why are you feeling angry? Maybe you're feeling angry because you had an argument with someone. You could ask yourself, why did I have an argument with someone? And you could say, because they said something that really triggered me. So ask yourself, why did that trigger me? So when you ask yourself these why questions, several layers deep, you can really get to the root of a problem, the root of an emotion, the root of why you acted a certain way, and it allows you to tap into your intuition. So ask yourself several layers of why. Notice how you're feeling and why you're feeling this way. This is your first technique to help you focus. You are so worth slowing down for.